This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm News Director Katie Pugh. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories include a recap of last night's Monarch Team Caroling Night, a look into the King's College Shope, and a King's student's experience as a children's author. We'll also listen to this week's installment of The Business Beat, get a recap of recent Monarch sporting events from the week, and hear your upcoming forecast. The King's College athletes hosted their Team Carol Night, a time for athletes and fans to come together for some holiday entertainment. WRKC's Brianna DiMaggio attended the holiday celebration after last night's women's basketball game.
King's College has had a very successful fall. The field hockey team won the MAC championship and the football team won the Mayor's Cup from crosstown rival Wilkes University. Although these athletes shined on the field, it is very clear that they will not be joining the choir anytime soon. What you just heard was the boys' lacrosse team's offbeat rendition of the great holiday classic, Santa Baby. The King's College Student Athletic Advisory Committee representatives held the school's second annual Team Christmas Carol Night. Megan Mundy, Athletic Business and Operations Coordinator, explained a little bit about why this event was started.
This is our second annual Team Carol Night. It started with our SAC group last year. They kind of wanted to have a social near the holidays that brought the teams together. More or less, each team picked a Christmas carol that they'll be performing tonight, kind of as a way to gather a community together one last time before the month-long break between semesters.
We got the opinions of a few different student athletes for Tuesday night's events and the holidays. Freshman field hockey player Haley Murphy talks about how the event relieves some stress from finals.
What song are you guys singing tonight?
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Do you like this kind of stuff? Are you nervous or are you more excited to do it?
I'm more excited just to spend time with my team again. It's kind of just relaxing just to have like your team there because it's been stressful lately.
The swim team athletes, sophomore Randall Diasis and senior Gabrielle Pellicotti, expressed their feelings about their performance.
What song are you and your team singing?
We're doing Last Christmas, the Glee version.
Do you enjoy doing like this type of team bonding? Like, do you think it's fun?
Yeah, I love spending any time I can get with my teammates.
Do you think this is more of like a fun experience? Do you get like embarrassed or are you excited to do it?
It's not embarrassing because every team has to do it.
Are you excited or are you nervous? Do you think you're going to be like a great performer?
I'm a little bit nervous, but I do really well in the spotlight, so I think I'm going to shine through.
In all, men's and women's lacrosse and soccer, football, baseball, volleyball, softball, cross country and track, wrestling, tennis, field hockey, and swimming performed. The finale was given by the men's and women's basketball team with a great duet and smooth slow dance. To cap off the night, all of the teams got together to sing a Christmas song. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Brie DiMaggio.
King's College's literary and fine arts magazine, The Shope, is released every semester and contains students' artistic creations including drawings, poems, and short stories. WRKC's Rachel Vitale gives us an inside look behind the process in creating the magazine.
The Shope is King's College's literary and fine arts magazine. Each semester, The Shope releases a publication filled with written and visual artistic work. The magazine's title, Shope, refers to an old English poet. The Shope is free to all students, faculty, alumni, and other eager readers. Co-editor Samantha Bucher says the Shope is easy to obtain.
In the past, you would usually find them just lying around on tables, but this year we're going to try to have tables set up in the campus center, kind of how the yearbook has it set up.
A lot of hard work and dedication by King's College students has gone into the making of this semester's magazine.
Last semester, we had a lot of issues towards the end of in terms of getting it to the print shop and having it distributed before finals, but this year everyone was on task and we got it to the print shop early enough that we should be meeting our goals.
The Shope will be available the second week of December.
Currently, the Shope is in the print shop being printed. Our goal is to have it distributed the week of the 5th. Hopefully, we will have it passed out to everyone before finals. That's our goal.
New this year, the Shope will also be read aloud on the radio.
To me, poetry has such a different feel when it's read out loud, and so do stories. They kind of come to life when people read them. So I think that would be a great idea for us to connect with the radio.
Stay tuned to WRKC for upcoming on-air readings of the Shope. To get your hands on a copy of the Shope, please email Shope, S-C-O-P, at kings.edu. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Rachel Vitale.
The Christmas Fair is gathering for community members on campus to come together and share time for the holidays. WRKC's Frank Barangi has more on the story.
Caroline Jones, a junior at King's College, just published her second children's book called The Line Leader. Caroline started writing books when she realized how many children there were in northeastern Pennsylvania who didn't have access to books.
The whole book writing process started when I was a senior in high school and I was volunteering with the United Way and I was distributing books. And I realized that there was so many children that didn't have their own books in this area. And so I wanted to write a book that would inspire children to read and educate parents on why reading is so important. So I wrote One More Book, Please, and I got it published in English and Spanish.
The book was co-authored with Dr. Matthew Satchik, who has a PhD in leadership. This has been an interest of Caroline's ever since she was a kid. Caroline said that she wanted to bring this passion to children through her new book.
I met Dr. Matthew Satchik. He was a professor at Wilkes University at the time, and he had his PhD in leadership. And I thought that was the coolest thing. I had no idea someone could get a PhD in leadership. We decided to combine our passions of leadership, which is now it's my educational goal to get my PhD in leadership, but we combined our passions of leadership and children's books to write The Line Leader.
The Line Leader is about a classroom full of animals with one that struggles to find their leadership role in the class.
In The Line Leader, Mr. Owl, the teacher, says that he has an exciting announcement to make. He's going to have a classroom party with leaders coming in, and all the students have to help prepare the classroom, and they have to do various classroom jobs. And all the students are animals, and they're all fighting over being the line leader because they think that the line leader would be the best leader of all the students. And Spider, the main character, decides to break up the fighting and start delegating jobs. So, for example, Horse and Giraffe get their certain jobs. Bumblebee is the toy cleaner because she's the fastest and most efficient. And Peacock is the greeter because she's confident and assured of herself. And Turtle gets to be the line leader in the end. Spider does not, even though Spider's the main character. In fact, Spider doesn't get any job at all, and she's very sad. She thinks that she could never be a leader because she is too small and powerless. But then she realizes that she was actually the best leader of all of them because she helped others find their strengths, and she was humble and inspiring and hardworking.
Caroline stressed the importance of teaching young children about leadership and how it can impact them in the future.
This is actually the first leadership research-based children's book ever, and there's just not many leadership materials to teach children leadership. And it's so important that children are taught leadership from an early age. Researchers right now are saying that you should be looking at preschool and kindergarten to teach leadership to children because it builds that foundation. But currently in elementary schools, no one teaches it because it's such an abstract concept to explain.
The Line Leader has a website and social media accounts that you can use to get involved or buy the book. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Frank Barangi.
Coming up next, we'll listen to this week's installment of The Business Beat, get a recap of recent Monarch sporting events, and get the weather for the rest of this week.
Think fast. In the short time it takes to listen to this message, a small flame can turn into a big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it 5, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We've got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and practice an escape plan for you and your loved ones. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov because fire is everyone's fight.
I'm Bobby Hackney.
I'm Dennis Hackney.
And I'm Bobby Duncan.
And we're the band Death. And you're listening to WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Hello, this is Joshua Frankevich with your King's Business Beat. The U.S. in review. Confidence and business activity both up. The recent major data releases showed economic conditions continue to gradually improve. Growth was stronger than initially reported in the third quarter, with GDP now estimated to have risen at a 3.2% pace. While business investment was even weaker than originally reported, stronger consumer spending helped the economy to grow at the fastest pace in 2 years. Personal income in October rose a solid 0.6% and was slightly stronger than initially reported. Higher inflation in the incoming months will erode some of the income gains for households, but the overall inflation remains fairly low. The Fed's preferred gauge of inflation rose 0.2% in October due to rising energy prices, pushing the rate of inflation to 1.4%. Core inflation continues to gradually climb, but at 1.7%, it is below the Fed's target. The November jobs report was a mixed bag. The 178,000 job increase was weaker than expectations, even as October's increase was revised lower by about 20,000 jobs. The unemployment rate fell to a cycle low of 4.6%, but it came amidst another decline in participation. Jumping more than 6 points, consumer confidence rose to a fresh cycle high in November. Consumers reported feeling better about both their present and future situations. The ISM Manufacturing Index rose to 53.2 in November, with production and new orders up over the month. The Global Review. Mixed results on global economic activity. The week started with mixed results on global economic activity. On the positive side, the Chinese manufacturing sector saw a slight improvement in November when the manufacturing PMI increased to 51.7 from 51.2 in October, as analysts were expecting a slight deterioration of the index. The Canadian economy showed a better-than-expected increase in GDP of 3.5% in the third quarter compared to the 1.3% growth during the second quarter. However, as mentioned in previous broadcasts, the result is probably not sustainable as it is based on a bounce back in oil exports during the quarter, which is unlikely to be repeated. In Europe, the UK manufacturing sector seems to have weakened a bit further. Looking at the November manufacturing PMI print, going from 54.2 in October to 53.4 in November. Analysts have warned that the Brexit exit has not fully come into effect in the United Kingdom's economy. And this has been your King's Business Beat with Joshua Frankevich.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. Last night, the women's basketball team played Lycoming College for the second time this season in the Scanlon Gymnasium. Coming into the game, the Lady Monarchs were ranked 16th in the nation for blocking shots. After a back-and-forth game, the Lady Monarchs, who had a 6-point lead, were unable to hold on to the victory with less than 2 minutes to play. They dropped the game 52-49, losing their fifth in a row. Senior Kayla Fairheller led the way with 15 points. Freshman Rebecca Prochak had a double-double with 14 points and 13 rebounds. Olivia Hoffman had 9 blocks on the evening. Hoffman is only 13 blocks away from setting the school record of 207. The Lady Monarchs return to action Thursday at Gwynedd Mercy University in Gwynedd, Pennsylvania at 7 p.m. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now the weather. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of 32. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 41. And Friday will be cloudy with a high of 37. Tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 in the theater department, there will be hosting an evening of one acts in the Phi Theater with free admission. There will be 4 plays of comedy and drama put on by student directors and actors. The Cantoris Christi Regis Choir will have their lessons and carols night at 7:30 in the chapel tonight. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm News Director Katie Pugh. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.